All right, ladies and gentlemen, here goes. Wow. Man, it's been a while. It's been a while, am I right? 2 months. Two freaking 60 days without Haiti in your life. God damn it. Wow, I'm so sorry. I'm real sorry. That's my bad, you know? It's my bad. But it is what it is. It's just, you know, life. Life and shit. I'm sure you've been fine without me. But just as Jeff Goldblum would say, life finds a way. Oh, that was terrible. Anyway, and so I have returned because life found a way. What the fuck am I saying? Who knows? Anyway, welcome back to Just to Be Cleary. So how you been, fellas? Ladies? Good? Not good? Fine? All right? Meh? All the above? Sweet. Same. I do, however, have a confession to make. Drum roll, please. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't have a drum set. But yeah, this is the last episode of season one of Just to Be Cleary. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep, I know. Everyone is shocked and sad. And it's a day that will go down in history forever. Said fucking nobody. Oh, man. I love to take the piss out of myself. Have you noticed? Fuck it. It is what it is. I don't care. So yeah, episode 10 is where it all ends for season 1. But never fear, another season is coming. Now, on today's episode, I'm talking a new Disney Plus Marvel Studios series, Loki. Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah. The first episode, which premiered on June 9th, was just crazy awesome. And shit got real and pretty damn interesting. Rather swiftly, as there did. Episode 2? Well, I'll get to that shortly, but of course, I don't want to spoil the show. And so, if you could just go ahead and watch it, you know, check it out, that'd be great. In other news, the Euros are on. UEFA Euro 2020. Well, that's kind of weird, because it's 2021. But, obviously, it couldn't happen last year, because we're in a full-fledged fucking pandemic. If you hadn't already heard. anyways, who's been watching? Who's been watching the Euros? Man, there has been some damn good games. I am hoping to good golly God that England have beaten Germany's bitch ass by the time this pod is live. Man, I hope they did. About time they got to the semi-finals of the tournament. Am I right? Huh? But then again, England are no strangers to defeat. But hey, thank fuck the French are out. And on penalties, no less. Hats off to the Swiss. Oh, man. So, who's excited for summer 2021? It's coming. It's pretty much here, actually, I think. You working on getting that summer bod? Hmm? I hope so. You'll be hitting the beach with your shredded six-pack of beers. Yep. That's right, because if you don't put in the work to get that body that you want, that you see on TV or in the gyms or just walking past you in the street, then you snooze, you lose. Which is fine, you know, it's fine. But hard work and consistency pays off. And I can tell you firsthand. Slap some protein in your meals, sniff some pre-workout, shove it up your bum, and get it right deep inside into your bloodstream. You don't know where I was going with that, did you? I'm just kidding. You actually take it with water and by mouth. Unless, of course, you want to give yourself a pre-workout enema. I mean, I'm not exactly recommending that. But if that's what you want to go ahead and do, then you do you. Quite literally, in fact. Personally, just eating a banana or a protein bar is enough for me. But hey, set yourself some targets, beast that shit, get to it, get through it, be persistent, and eventually you will end up in front of the mirror wondering whether someone slipped you a super soldier serum. Man, I wish. Good God. Anyway, episode 10 and the last of the season coming right up. All right, so you know the drill. We've been there and we done that. It's premise time, baby. Check it out. So, after stealing the Tesseract during the events of Avengers Endgame, an alternate version of Loki is brought to the mysterious Time Variance Authority, otherwise known as the TVA, a bureaucratic organization that exists outside of time and space and monitors the timeline. They give Loki a choice, face being erased from existence due to being a time variant, or help fix the timeline and stop a greater threat. Loki ends up trapped in his own crime thriller, traveling through time and altering human history. God damn it, does that not sound finger-fucking-licking good? Hmm? Are you not enter-frickin-tained by that premise? Does this not sound enter-fucking-resting to you? Hmm? If so, then you, sir, or ma'am, need to take a damn good and hard and steady, meaningful look at yourself in the mirror and say the words, who am I? What am I? And why am I? Okay? Alright. And then get back to me with whatever revelation or possible epiphany you might have. And just FYI, JK element of P, for those of you who are unenthusiastic or resistant or continuously hesitant or whatever the fuck if to not wanting to jump aboard the Marvel Studios train because you think it's too mainstream in today's world or because you think the superhero genre has been milked more times than every fucking farm animal in the world ever, which wouldn't necessarily be wrong about there, or just that you're a diehard DC fan who's too afraid to admit that Marvel do it better. Then hey, I got something to tell you. Stop being a little bitch, alright? Just give in to your innermost desires. Grab a hold of your sack or your rack, but don't tug on them. Don't do that. I don't want you to get the wrong impression here. Just squeeze them gently and say, I ain't no damn bitch. Okay? Not once, not twice, but thrice. And make sure that you believe in it and that you believe in yourself when you're saying it, because if you don't go ahead and jump aboard the Marvel Studios train after that, then you're still a bitch. All right, then. Class dismissed. All righty, class is back in session. Listen up. Let me tell you a little more about the Loki series, which, of course, you can catch on Disney Plus, with new episodes premiering every Wednesday until July 14th, because unfortunately, the series is only 6 episodes, and the final episode will be airing on that date, the 14th of July. But don't despair. A second season is already in development as we speak. Why? Because it is. Okay? Because Marvel, they're giving us the good shit. Alright? Alright. It's scheduled to begin filming in January 2022, the second season of Loki. So, you know, obviously, the first season has got to be good. It is good. Okay, it's not gotta be, it is good. I'm telling you that it is good. Alright? So go watch it for yourself, and then you understand. You understand that it is good. And you know what? Hopefully it gets multiple seasons, as there is so much material. The possibilities and storylines are just endless. So, the show will go on, folks. And for those of you who are enjoying the first season, right now, currently, like me, then that is some damn good shit-up news right there. Now, the great thing about this series is that it has the freedom to blaze a new trail into a brand new corner of the MCU instead of picking up the pieces or dealing with the fallout from Avengers Endgame, which is great news. You know, I'm all for the new shit, and so should you be. You know, not that WandaVision and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier weren't great. Man, they were. But Loki is something else entirely. And the man, Kevin Feige himself, said recently that what happens in this series will have a major impact and serious, serious ramifications for the MCU as we know it.
So what does this mean?
Some of you may be asking yourselves right now, but to put it simply, multiverse confirmed. That's what it fucking means. The multiverse is coming. Shit is going to get real. Timeline's going to get fucked up. All hell is going to break loose. All right. We all knew that this would happen one day. Let's face it. But we had and still have no freaking idea just how. Haiti, what you're looking for is a sentence. A sentence. Uh-huh. You know how to do that? Good. And do it. I'm sorry. You know, we have no idea just how it's all gonna unfold, but unfold it shall. Hey, on a quick unrelated but kind of related side note, who caught the brand new trailer for Marvel Studios' Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings? I think I said that right. Shang-Chi. I'm sticking with Shang-Chi, all right? And the Legend of the Ten Rings. Damn, it looks good. Man, I'm much more hyped for it now. When the first trailer hit a few months ago, I wasn't sure, but, you know, I didn't think it would hold its own, but now I'm holding my own, you know? I'm sorry, that's inappropriate, isn't it? Is it? I don't even know, but, fuck it. This is my part. I own it. I'm my own boss, so I'm gonna continue to say weird shit. Cool. Anyway, if you haven't checked out the latest trailer for Shang-Chi, then go ahead and do that right now. It's in cinemas September 3rd. So, back to it. Where was I? Ah, yes, the multiverse. Now, there may be people listening to this thinking, multiverse? Is this guy fucking high? Like, what are you talking about, man? But then, you know, most of you who know anything about the Marvel Universe and comics will know what the multiverse means. However, because I'm awesome and I like to explain interesting shit, I'm going to give you a brief overview right now of what the multiverse is. Okay? Check it out. The multiverse is the collection of alternate universes which share a universal hierarchy. It is a subsection of the larger omniverse. You know, I'm not even sure what omniverse is actually thinking about it, but anyway, I guess it's just the entire fucking universe. Hey, look, it's a subsection of the larger omniverse. Good God, man, I'm losing my train here. Train of train? Wow. The collection of all alternate universes. Hey, there you go. If I had just read on, you would have fucking known. And I would have known too. The multiverse is the collection of alternate universes which share a universal hierarchy. It is a subsection of the larger omniverse, the collection of all alternate universes. A large variety of these universes were originated as forms of divergence from other realities where an event with different possible outcomes gives rise to different universes, one for each outcome. Wow. You still with me? I hope so, because there's more. Some can seem to be taking place in the past or future due to differences in how time passes in each universe. Often, new universes and dimensions are born due to time traveling. Avengers Endgame. And according to the Book of the Vishanti, which details the Marvel cosmology, there is literally a transfinite number, that is, a number greater than infinity. Wow. Of universes in the multiverse. A transfinite number of universes in the multiverse. Yeah. Wow, why don't you go ahead and let that sink in? That's some information right there. So, just to be clear, did that clear it up for you? Do you understand what the multiverse means now? Do you understand the endless possibilities that can result from it? God damn it, people, wake up and smell the roses. The multiverse of madness is coming. Alright, so let me just rate the currently released episodes of Loki for you. This is my opinion, and you do not have to go by it at all, but I'm going to go ahead and toot my own horn and say that I'm a fair and good critic. So, I'm going to keep it short with no spoilers. Episode 1. Goddamn, what a way to kick things off. 10 out of 10. Episode 2. Ooh, baby, the momentum is building and I like where this is going. Give me more. 10 out of 10. Episode 3. Ooh, wee, what a ride. But hey, where is this going? What happened to the pacing? Never fear. The ending will suffice. 10 out of 10. 9.5 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Fuck it. And so that's all I can say for now, as the fourth episode isn't out until the day I premiere this episode. Unless I go to the TVA, jump ahead into the future, and fuck with the timeline. Ah, one can dream. One can dream. Could you imagine, though? Man, I wish time... What? Man, I wish time travel was possible. Maybe one day it will be. Maybe. Maybe. It already is. And people do it all the time, but then have no memory of it as they return to the present. I can't do this right now. I can't do this. I feel like I should be stoned or something. But I'm not, I swear. I know my neighbors are, though. Oh, man. I go out my back door, you know, pretty much every week, and it's suddenly, tonight, Matthew, I'm gonna be... who remembers that show? I used to watch that back in the day with my mama. And I bet I'm not the only one. What was that even called? Can someone tell me? Could you? Would you? Here comes the promo in 3, 2. Get in touch by sending in a voice message on the Anchor.fm app. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Which is free. Hey, it's free and easy peasy lemon squeezy to register on. Or email me at justtobecleary@yahoo.com. Or alternatively, via messaging on the Just To Be Cleary Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea why I'm suddenly doing a fucking Australian accent, but the end of the episode is nigh. And hey, it's okay to cry. It's okay. I'm related, but just real quick, for any football fans out there watching the Euros right now, who's going to the final, do you think, and who do you think is gonna win? Man, I hope it's coming home for England, but who knows? It's a hard call. Don't even know if we'll get to the quarterfinals or the semifinals as of yet, so who you got? Let me know. Alright, so back to the episode. Now, you can catch Loki on Disney Plus right now with new episodes every Wednesday until July 14th, so go ahead and check it out and marvel at this absolute marvel from Marvel. And talking about things from, you guessed it, Marvel, Black Widow is finally out at last on July 9th, the first Marvel Studios movie since Spider-Man Far From Home back in June 2019. Good golly, Miss Molly, that's 2 years ago. Wow. Black Widow, it's a prequel, by the way, not a sequel, so don't get ahead of yourself. Black Widow will be in cinemas and on Disney Plus premiere access for most likely $19.99, which is, well, a very painful price to pay when you can just go to the cinema and watch it for like £5 to maybe £10. You know, it all depends on where you go, and if you have a membership, or if you're just a lazy ass sumbitch that's willing to pay a lump sum of £20 just to watch it on your sofa at home. You know, that comfy piece of furniture that you've most likely been hanging out on and farting on, basking in the ambience for the past 14 plus months? Yeah. it'll be a cinema for me, that's for damn certain. And so, ladies and gentlemen, all good things must come to an end. You know how it is, because you can't have too much of a good thing now, can you? Or maybe you can. Honestly, I've no fucking idea, so don't listen to me. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and you know what? The entire season. Did you enjoy it? Was it good? Did I do good? Did I do a good job? Or should I just maybe leave it to the professionals? Because professional... I am not. Don't you worry. I know this. Either way, another season is coming, whether you like it or not, because I call the shots around here, damn it. You understand me? I'm the goddamn boss man capitan at this right here show, and if I say I'm coming back, then son, you best believe that's what I'm gonna do, alright? This ain't like one of those horror movies where the main character says like, hey, it's alright, I got this, I'm gonna be right back. And then in the next scene, they're getting all sliced up and wishing they didn't play the hero card, but now it's too damn late because they bleed now. And they've just realized that they fucked up. Mm-hmm. This ain't like that, okay? I'm a man of my word. Anyway, man, I say some fucking strange shit. Some strange random shit, but that's what I like. You know? That's it. That's what I like to do. You should know this by now. Anyway, if you haven't already, then be a doll and go like the Just To Be Cleary Facebook page. I need more fans. I want more. Please, sir. I want some more. Oliver Twist, anyone? No? Okay. Anyway. Hey, I got some exciting news to share with you before I get the fudge out of here, man. July 7th. I don't know what that was there. Went kind of Aussie, but New Zealand-ish there. July 7th. Ladies and gentlemen, my Chat and Spin radio interview is finally happening. Yes, there it is. I'm gonna be on live, hopefully to the ears of a couple hundred thousand international listeners at 7:20 p.m. UK time. Isn't that great? It's awesome. And it'll be extra awesome if you could all tune in by going to the website www.chatandspinradio.com on your mobile or laptop, iPad, PC, or whatever it is that you use to surf the internet on, and just click on the Listen Live button in the top corner of the page, and kablam! You did it, partner! I'm freaking excited, man. Can you tell? Can you tell? Is it obvious? First interview ever. Let's get it, baby. Anyway, that's it. I'm about to wrap it up. That's it from me, lads and lasses. Take damn good care of yourselves, and I'll be back before you can say and spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.